I have to share with you that I was attacked and other students were attacked not merely for protesting. The media has missed the point, and they started saying the pro-Palestine protest or the Palestinian movement. The movement had an actual goal, an objective, and that is divestment. Divestment, boycott, and sanctions, because this is the only way that we can bring peace and justice in a non-violent and peaceful way. And we do it with love, compassion, and empathy. And that's why the Trump administration gets so scared of people like me who organize and are still organizing, because I will not be deterred and I will not actually give up to their exhaustion tactics. The harder they come on me, the more energy and power I will have, and I will continue to work for the freedom of the Palestinian people and the right of return and equal rights and human rights for Palestinians.
Mosa Madawi, graduate student at Columbia University. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm Amy Goodman.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Square. to a miracle of first, the cradle of the best and of the worst. It's here they got the range and the machinery for change, and it's here they got the spiritual thirst. It's here the family's broken, and it's here the lonely say that the heart has got to open in a fundamental way. Democracy's coming to the USA.
Good morning. I'm Kevy Cho, and you are here in Pinckney Hall on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. The song you just heard was Leonard Cohen's Democracy. For the rest of the show, we're going to be playing music related to John Fahey. A lot of people probably haven't heard of John Fahey. He had a lot of influence, but I don't think he made a lot of money while he was an active musician. So I'll probably explain more later, but for now, let me give you a couple of public service announcements. What makes a community vibrant? Welcoming public spaces in every neighborhood, clean air and water for all residents, good jobs and strong local businesses. What do all these have in common? Trees. If you support a healthy community and a thriving economy, you are an urban forest advocate. A message from the Sustainable Urban Forest Coalition, the U.S. Forest Service, and WRCT. And what else we got for you? Here we go. Imagine living in a world where you feel it's better to hide from the truth than face reality, where it's easier to bite your tongue than speak your mind, where you gladly give up your freedom because acting on your own is too scary, and where avoiding conflict, no matter how unpleasant things may be, is easier than embracing change. It's scary, but it's real, and it affects millions of us every year because this is what it can feel like to live with an alcoholic. Anger, fear, embarrassment, hopelessness. But there is a way out. We're Al-Anon family groups, and we know what it's like. To locate an Al-Anon or Alatine group in your community, call 888-4-AL-ANON or visit alanon.alatine.org. To help them, you have to help yourself first. Okay. In the next set, we're going to start it off with a song from Fahey's third album, I believe, or is it the second? I don't know. I've lost track. It was a long time ago. It was a song, I can't even remember who wrote it, but I think it's safe to say the Carter family made it famous. And then after that, we're going to play songs by a couple of artists who, let's say, they steered Mr. Fahey into a musical career, diverting him from a promising career in philosophy. If I get chatty, I might expand on that, but I think that's all you need to know for now. And then we'll change pace a little bit and finish the set with something a little livelier from a group that includes a fellow that grew up with Fahey, both from Tacoma Park, Maryland. So first of all, we're going to have When the Springtime Comes Again. Thank you.
not sad and lone. And oh, well, my Savior found me by the plain made for his own. Placed his arms upon me and he drove me to his side. All right, I might be a child of his. Praise God, I'm satisfied. Praise God, I'm satisfied. God, I may have let it die. Well, I'm glad to know that my stuff was fruitful. God, I'm satisfied. God, I may have let it die. Well, I'm glad to know that my stuff was fruitful. Thank God.
23 years ago in Tacoma Park, Maryland, there was a birth on Christmas Day. That's the day the sunflower came into being. And I'm sure glad. Go on, buzz a little bit, Henry.
We started that set off with John Fahey doing his 1967 recording of When the Springtime Comes Again, a song that you may know as Little Annie. I said 1967 because of things that Fahey recorded on his first two albums got re-recorded with better equipment later on. After that, we had two songs that moved Mr. Fahey away from a career in philosophy to a career in music. The story goes that one day he turned on his favorite R&B station and they had just switched over to country music, and he heard Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys doing Jimmy Rogers' Blue Yodel Number 7, also known as the Anniversary Blue Yodel, and well, that did it for him. He said, "I need more of that." And there's another, Fahey was quite a fabulist, so it's not quite true. It's not quite sure what stories, how much truth is in what stories, but there's another story which I think is more verifiable because it involves other people. He was out record collecting one day in Washington and came across Blind Willie Johnson singing "Praise God, I'm Satisfied." And that, a story goes, is what drove him away from a career as a philosopher into a career as a guitar player. And finally, Canned Heat. Henry Vestein, their lead guitar player, grew up in Tacoma Park when along with John, and also later on in California when Fahey and Canned Heat lived in California. They often hung out, not only Vestine, but we're not going to get too deep into the biographical details here. I promise we wouldn't do that. So what are we going to do now? Normally, I would tell you about some of the other fine shows here in WRCT, but we got something special going on today. At noon, well, first of all, Zombo comes in at 10, okay? And at noon, while Zombo is still here, that's the official start of what we call Massive Music Weekend. And you should hang around for that. This weekend, tune in to Massive Music Weekend on WRCT from Friday the 20th at noon to Sunday the 22nd at midnight. We'll be spending 60 straight hours of our favorite bands and artists, including live performances from 5 local bands. If you want more information, go to wrct.org and you'll see the full schedule of our annual music marathon. I think Zombo's plan when he comes into 10 is to follow the format. The format being half-hour sets of your favorite musicians. So I think he's actually going to get Massive Music Weekend off to an early start. But officially, it starts at noon. Okay. Now, in the next set, interesting thing that Fahey did was he and Ed Denson discovered, put quotes around discovered, two old blues musicians who had abandoned their careers because their records weren't selling anymore. One of them was Booker White. One of them was Skip James. We will play songs from each of them in the next set. We're also going to play a song from Sandy Bull, who arrived on the scene at the same time John Fahey did. Their music was very different, but they were both had a lot in common. They both played string instruments, usually solo, and they were contemporaries. They both released their first records around the same time. They went on to have very different careers, but we'll play you something by Sandy Bull and then probably finish that set up with another song by Fahey. So here we go, starting off with Booker White. By the way, this is, he'll tell you a little story about this one. This is a song that was recorded with rather primitive recording equipment in Memphis, Tennessee, after John and Ed had rediscovered Booker White. And they released his record on their own label called Tacoma. It was the second record they released. The first one was Fahey's first record. And much to Fahey's surprise, he found his record was outselling Booker's. Neither one of them was selling a lot, but he was amazed at that. And that's what got him thinking maybe he should record more music. So here's starting off with Booker White doing his version of New Orleans Streamline, also known as the Panama Limited.
A fast streamline leaving Memphis, jumping into New Orleans. He running so fast, the whole world on food. This train is not on the track with the hand. This train, Lucille, was leaving Book on 1944. Lucille, I told me all about the Ken People School of First Curtain Camp in Detroit. About his track being cold and froze, I throw the train, be late getting in there. She had told me all about the Ken People School of First Curtain Camp in Detroit. He got out that night, about 12, 15, when he got off the train, she looked and seen him, she run and kissed him. When she run and kissed the first curtain, I knocked her down. When I knocked her down, she got her pulling up by my pant legs, singing song. me, daddy, you knock me down. Mama, fix to put you down. You can that straight line, 36 by noon, the stakes that morning look like coming special at my baby. The man threw the light on with him, did not double cross that automatic switch that morning. How does that ball Lucy at one of them pretty famous house cook 2-3 days before this trouble coming up? Old man was 85 years old, told me. He said, son, don't ever mistreat your wife or your girlfriend. Let her sleep on one side of the bed and you sleep on the other side. Because overnight, she'll get up and put one of them pillows or one of them boats case on your head, and when you wake up that morning, she'll be 2,000-3,000 miles away from home. I put the bullock on Lucille. She couldn't get up, then she wake me up. So she woke up that day just about 4 o'clock that morning. She said, Daddy, what's wrong with you? I said, Lucille, I'm going back to my church. I've been wrestling with bull and snake for a couple of weeks. On the secret, I let her. While she was getting her cigarette, I said, babe, would you mind bringing me a glass of water? She reckon got that house coat with her right and pulled it across and put a hip with her left, come to my bed, sang this song. I'm be so glad when I can see the sun. Oh, gonna be some packing up down. You hear that street line tippling out that morning? Baby gonna get gone. You got to play it for me this morning. The first thing a man will do when his wife or girlfriend quit him and don't be at home, he gonna ease up to one of them trunk or one of them shift roads. I eased up to the shift road that morning about 10:30 with nothing to tend it, and that was the bag that come off the good clothes. I thought about the trunk that a great grandmother gave him for a birthday present. She was 9 years old. I had some lead, wasn't in it, but the tree. I said, I know Booker got to get away now. I sat out in the floor and thought of a good alibi to get out to Union Station and beg her back. I mean, like she done made a mistake and packed up some of my silk shirt. I rushed on down to Union Station. When she see me coming up the Union Station step, she looked back over left shoulder, come and sang this song. Too late, daddy, mama, trunk is gone.
I'm so tired of running around. I believe I'll just get married and I'm gonna settle down. Because this old sporting life is such a fast life. Lord is about to kill for me. I got a letter from my home. All of my old friends are dead and gone. Ain't no use for me to worry. I ain't gonna even wonder about my time to come. You know my mother, she bowed and she prayed, and these are the very words that she would say. Oh Skippy, you know you're my loving son, please change your way. You know I used to be a gambler and a cheater too. Now that came my time for me to lose. Because it's old sporting life, it holding that best hand. Lord, it's you know I done got so tired of running round. You know I believe I'll get married, settle down, because this old spotlight is such a fair life. Lord, it's killing for me.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm not hearing myself, but I'm sure you are. Hold on a sec. There. That's better. Let me tell you, it was in that final set of John Fahey-related music. First of all, we heard from two musicians which were rediscovered by Fahey and Ed Denson. First of all, we had Booker White doing New Orleans Streamline. And then we had Skip James doing Sportin' Life Blues. After that, we had we got the banjo out and had Sandy Bull doing Little Maggie. Hope you're appreciating all this stringed instrument music we're giving to you today. And then the last song on that set was John Fahey himself doing his own composition, Stomping Tonight on the Pennsylvania-Alabama border. Okay, now I owe you something. I know I owe you some new music. We're going to play you a little bit of a sort of new music. But I have to tell you about an underwriter. Okay, which one will it be? It's going to be Tartan Inc. WRCT is supported by Tartan Inc., located in the Cohen University Center on the Carnegie Mellon University campus. Tartan Inc. provides a range of services for printing, finishing, and shipping with various sizes and materials available. For more information, go to cmu.edu/Tartan Inc. or call 412-268-4828. And I'm also going to tell you, if you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay, got a little bit of new music for you, and then it's Zombo.
Guagre, Antoine la Guagre, El la Guagre, Joe la Guagre, El la Guagre, Mama El la Guagre, El la Guagre, El Mama El la Guagre, El Mama, El Palé, El Beque, El la Guagre, Antoine la Guagre.
Okay, let me tell you what was in that set of new music. We started it off with Joe Goddard doing Miles Away from his release Harmonix, and the last song was by James Bishop called Gutters off of the release by the same name. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. Thanks everybody for listening. Up next, Zombo in Your Brain.